Good morning. It's good to see everyone out today. I was, as Ed was praying in his prayer and just talking about how great our God is and how great He is towards us, just something we need to think about every day. We need to think about how great the Lord is to us, how merciful He is to us, how He will always take care of us, always be with us. Well, this morning I want to talk from two different sides. Not out of both sides of my mouth, but from two different sides. And for each lesson I have 7 points. The first lesson is going to be on the Father will. What the Father will do. And then the last lesson, the third hour, is going to be on what the Father will not do. So we can kind of see both. I want you to see both sides. So what we're going to talk about this morning is the Father will. And it is 7 points to each lesson, but I promise I'm not going to speak to midnight or anything like that. They're very short points, but I hope that you're encouraged by them. The Father will take care of us. Psalms 55, verse 22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. 1 Peter 5, verse 7, casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. That word in there, all. All means everything. All means all. God knows what we need. God knows ourselves better than we know ourselves. It tells us in Matthew, the 10th chapter, verse 30, the hairs of your head are all numbered. Whether you have a lot of hair, thousands of hair, or few, they're all numbered. God knows us. God will take care of us. He knows everything about us. So when we cast our cares on Him, we pray to Him. Should we ask Him or pray to Him for some of our concerns? Just some of them. Just some that we think that He might get around to. No, we can't be that way. When it says all of our concerns, cast all your care upon Him. He will take care of you. The Father loves us. 1 John 4 and verse 8, God is love. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8, love never fails. Combine those two verses together. God will never fail us. God is love. God will never fail us. Our part is to be faithful to Him. If we are faithful to Him, if we are righteous to Him, God will never fail us. He's promised us that. He will always take care of us. We can look at the example, and this is the obvious one, of Christ. The Father loved us so much that He sent His only Son to this earth to live and die as a man. Christ gave His home in heaven. Christ was where we're trying to go. He was already there, yet loved us so much that He came to this earth for us. Die a cruel and horrible death for our sins, to cover our sins. There's no greater love than that. There's no greater love than the Father loving us. God gives us His Word to follow. Had a preacher who I went to Sugar Creek with. He was there when I first got there, and there's not too many men that I respect and like more than this man. His name is Alton Bailey. He always said, "The Bible will either make you better or make you bitter. It's going to make you choose. It's going to make you choose to follow God or follow something else. But God gives you His Word so that you have that option, so that you can choose, so that you can read and study and learn how to live your life as a Christian. He gives you that. He loves you enough that He gives you that so that one day we can be in heaven. God provides that for us. We've got to take advantage of that. And in Alton's words, it's got to make us better. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4, God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. All men. There's that word again. All. All men. He desires all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. He wants us to be in heaven. He's providing a way for us to be in heaven. We have to follow it. That's our part. We have to be faithful and to follow it. Romans 8 and verse 9. Romans 8 and verse 39, I'm sorry. Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Nothing will be able to separate us from God's love. Nothing will. There may be some that will try and could take our lives. But nothing will separate us from God's love. That's something that nobody can take away from us. It's God's love. If we're faithful to Him, but we've got to be faithful to Him. I remember, just an example, when I was growing up and in high school, my parents would always tell me, once you get your high school diploma, no one can take that away from you. Then as I went to college, said the same thing. Once you get your degree, no one can take that away from you. No one can. And there's other things like that in this life that people can't take away from you. But this is more powerful. If we are faithful to God and we live righteously, there's nothing that can separate God's love from us. God loves us. God takes care of us. God provides for us. God is with us. But we must be faithful to Him. Along those same lines, God will protect and provide for us. We can look at Daniel, the third chapter, and the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they were faced with the challenge of Nebuchadnezzar saying, "You're going to bow down to me, or I'm going to put you in a fire." What Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did? They said, "No, we're not going to bow down to you. We serve God. We're going to serve God. And if it means our death, so be it." But what happened? Once they were cast in that fire and they came out, not even smelling like fire, not a hair singed. So it showed Nebuchadnezzar how powerful God was. Showed how powerful God was. And God protected them. It was God's will that they were not harmed. He provided, He protected Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We can look at Exodus, the first couple chapters the children of Israel, when they were fleeing from the Egyptians. And they were trying to get away, but the Egyptians were gaining on them. And they got to the Red Sea, and God parted the Red Sea so that the Israelites could walk on dry land and crossed on dry land. And then, when the Egyptians tried that, the water ceased and the waters swallowed them up, killing the Egyptians. God takes care of them. God will take care of us. God will take care of us. He will provide and protect us. We got to keep in mind 2 Peter 5, verse 8, where it talks about the devil walks around like a roaring lion. We've got to keep that in mind. Because we could be tempted every day. We could be tempted every day. And those temptations are strong. Those temptations can cause us to sin. We can look at 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 13, where it says, "No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand under it." We will be tempted. We will be tempted. But God will provide a way for us to escape that. But we have to trust in God. We have to rely on God. This could, like I said, this could occur every day. It can occur often. We are tempted often. But there's always an escape. There's always an escape. We just have to find it. God is providing that for us. But we have to find that escape. The Father will forgive us. Ephesians 1 and verse 7. "In Him we have the redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance to the riches of His grace." Colossians 1, verse 14, "In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." And in 1 John 1, verse 9, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." If we confess our sins to Him, if we talk to God, if we pray to God, ask Him for forgiveness. Confess to Him that we have transgressed His will. He is faithful to forgive our sins. And not just some sins. It says here in verse 9, all unrighteousness. All sins. Confess all of our sins to God. He will forgive all of our sins. If you will turn to Psalms 32. Psalms 32. Let's read verses 1 through 5. Psalms 32, verse 1. "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones grew old, though my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. And I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sins." David is talking about the joy of forgiveness. When we confess to the Lord, confess our sins. I know just in my experience, there's been times in my life where I felt like I've had a burden on me. and I know you've probably experienced the same thing. You carry around a burden. But once you talk to the Father and confess your sins to the Father, that burden is lifted away. Now, the consequences may still be there. But you can confess your sins to the Father and He will forgive you. He will forgive all unrighteousness. But you got to be faithful to Him. You got to live for Him. The Father will give us peace. Colossians 3, verse 15. Colossians 3:15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful. Ephesians 2, verses 14 through 18, Christ is our peace. Through Him, through His blood, we can obtain inner peace. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. God's peace will guard your hearts and your minds. God's inner peace. There's not too many things in this world that's more comforting than God's peace, His inner peace. Being at peace with God. Knowing that if your life ended at this point, you would have that home in heaven. You would have that home waiting for you. That you have lived your life in a way that you are faithful to Him. Having that peace. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it in this world. God's peace. God's inner peace. That's something that we need to strive for each day. To have that inner peace. The Father will hear our prayers. James 5 and verse 16, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. 1 Peter 3 verse 12, His eyes are open to the righteous and His ears open to their prayers. Along the same thought, same theme. If we're faithful to Him, He will hear our prayers. His ears are open to us. As children of God, there's nothing more powerful than being able to pray to God. Think about in this respect. God created the heavens and the earth. He created everything. He created you and me. He gives us everything that we need. Provides for us every day. Takes care of us every day. And asks us to be faithful to Him. And when we're faithful to Him, we can have an avenue of prayer, an avenue to talk to Him, to talk to God. We have that avenue. We have that way to communicate with God. There's nothing more powerful. Being able to talk to God, being able to communicate, tell Him our needs, tell Him our wants. Prayer is so powerful. And we should take advantage of it. We should pray often. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Pray often. Colossians 4 and verse 2, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Be thankful that we have this avenue to pray to God. Be thankful that we have this advantage, this opportunity to pray to God. And He will hear our prayers. 1 John 5 and verse 14 and 15. 1 John 5 verse 14 and 15. Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He will hear us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. Confidence in prayer. Confidence in Him. Think about times in your life where you've had something on your mind and it was some obstacle you were trying to overcome and to get through, and you pray to God and pray to God earnestly about that. And God answers the prayers and blessed you with the answer that is good for you. Blessed you with that. We can have that. We can have confidence in praying to God. But it also will increase our faith. That will also increase our faith. When we pray to God and our prayers are answered, that increases our faith. And that should increase our faith. But we need to be confident when we pray. Because if we are faithful, God will hear our prayers. If we are righteous, He will hear us. And we need to be thankful. We already talked about how powerful prayer is. One last point, point seven. The Father will give us victory. You will turn to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. 1 Corinthians, 15th chapter. Let's read verses 50 through 58. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall all sleep, we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will rise incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruption has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall it be brought to pass, saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our victory, our faith is our victory. Our faith in Christ is our victory. That's how we get to heaven. It's through Christ, through our faith. God gave us His Son. Come to this earth, live and die as a man, die a horrible death. Gave that to us because He loves us so much. There's no greater love than that. And provides a way for us to get to heaven. But we have to follow it. We have to be faithful to it. We have to live by it. But God will take care of us and help us along the way. But we've got to do our part. He lays it out there for us. He gives us His Word. He gave us His Son. He lays it out there for us. We've got to take advantage of it. We've got to take it, and we've got to follow it. And then one day, that will be our victory. That will be our victory. I hope this lesson has been an encouragement to you. And at this time, we'll have our closing prayer.
Heavenly Father, we are thankful again for the lesson we've had this morning. We are thankful for the power and the effort He puts forward to bring us a good lesson from Your Word. We are thankful for Him reminding us of all the blessings and the things that we have.